It's time for the Friday Flashback 9 at 9, when Chris Attwood counts down top songs from a week in 80s British music history. Friday Flashback 9 starts now on 95.9 WATD.
Hey, this is Chris Attwood. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Friday Flashback 9 at 9, the hour that most of you have been waiting for. And I appreciate all the messages over on the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page about how much you like this hour. It's when we flash back to a week in British music history. And on tonight's episode for August 7th, we're going all the way back to 1979. And you can definitely hear sort of the two different musical genres at the time. You had the punk scene and the beginning of the new romantic synth pop scene coming together. And that's very true on tonight's Friday Flashback 9 at 9. Starting us off at number 33 back on August 7th, 1979, it's the band known as the Buzzcocks with Harmony in My Head.
Friday Flashback number 8.
Thank you.
No stranger to the 70s music scene in England. That was Roxy Music. They had a brand new entry at number 32 on August 7th, 1979 with Angel Eyes. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We're now going to move on up the charts only two spots to number 30 back on August 7th, 1979. Is she really going out with him? That's what Joe Jackson was wondering. 95.9 ATD.
Flashback number 6.
I'm
95.9 WATD, one of the many punk songs on tonight's Friday Flashback 9 at 9. The Sex Pistols with Come On Everybody, which was originally recorded back in the 50s by Eddie Cochran. A little bit of information there for you here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. We are now going to move on up the charts to the number 19 position for August 7th, 1979, which is tonight's number 5 song, if you're paying attention. Tubeway Army, Our Friends Electric.
Thank you.
Friday Flashback number 4.
Sham Boys coming in at number 7 back on August 7th, 1979. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to the Friday Flashback 9 at 9. We're three songs away from the top of the British charts. Is it going to be a punk band or is it going to be a new wave band? Well, you'll find out. Coming in at number 3 on tonight's countdown and number 6 back on August 7th, 1979, In Dury and the Blockheads with Reasons to be Cheerful, Part 3.
Jump back in the alley, add nanny goats, 18-wheelers, camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal votes, seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge oats, a bit of grin and bear it, a bit of come and share it, you're welcome, we can spare it, yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty, going on 40, no electric shots, the juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works, Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox, reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part three. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take your mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, Wee Willie Harris. Bantu, Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harpo, Groucho, Chico. Cheddar, cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen, Dali, Dimitri and Pasquale, Bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Reasons to be cheerful, part three. One, two, three.
Friday Flashback number 2.
Lose.
Nice here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood, coming in at number four back on August 7th, 1979 with Can't Stand Losing You. Hard to believe that just a few years later that band would break up for good, but had such a huge presence on the music scene back then, still do to this day. And our number one band also has a huge presence in the history of alternative music. They came in at number one on August 7th, 1979, but a few years later, they had a massive, massive impact with Live Aid. The band I'm talking about, Boomtown Rats. I Don't Like Mondays.
You just heard Friday Flashback 9 with Chris Atwood. To hear it again, check out the podcast on 80s Alternative Radio's Facebook page. What will Chris Atwood feature next week? Tune in every Friday at 9 p.m. on 95.9 WATD to find out.
Africa taking a stand. People in Eurasia on the brink of oppression. I hope it's going to be alright. I hope the music plays forever.
Shop Boys here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood, about 15 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here on your Friday night. That means that Hollywood 360 is just 15 minutes away, so stick around for that. And don't forget to stay past that for Overnight Kevin, or set your alarm clock to come back around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to check out his very unique blend of music from the 50s and the 60s. I think even the 70s. That's Overnight Kevin here on WATD. There we go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the show. Thank you for lending me your ears for another edition, another evening. Big hello to everybody out there. Stay safe this weekend, and catch you back here next Friday right here on 95.9 WATD.
Bombs.